Casey Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. A brazen drone attack in Jordan. Three American soldiers were killed, more than 40 others injured. We're now learning there was little warning about the attack because air defense was apparently turned off to allow a U.S. drone to land. CBS's Nora O'Donnell is at a U.S. military base in Bahrain.
American forces have been the target of 165 attacks since October 17th, and the U.S. has launched seven retaliatory strikes against Iranian-backed militias. But congressional Republicans call those pinpricks.
And correspondent David Martin on how the White House may retaliate for the most recent attack.
To go after these Iranian facilities inside Iraq, inside Syria, and Yemen as well. As one official put it, there is no shortage of targets.
A bipartisan group of senators is putting the finishing touches on a plan to revamp the immigration system and secure the southern border. CBS's John Dickerson on what's in it.
The new legislation may also raise the acceptance standard for asylum seekers, shorten legal review times, expand fast-track deportations, and restrict the president's immigration parole authority.
Six people were found dead in the San Bernardino Desert last week. We're now learning more details about the crime. Sheriff Michael Warrick.
I can confirm all victims had apparent fatal gunshot injuries. Additionally, four of the six were burned at the location by the suspects.
Five people have been arrested. They believe the crime was drug-related. Well, it's tax time, and this year there's a new software pilot program being offered in 12 states called Direct File. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel explains who can use it.
It just depends on the complexity of your tax return. The more simple your tax return, the more likely you are to be eligible.
Alex Murdaugh won't get a new murder trial. His lawyers were arguing that a court clerk tampered with the jury. CBS's Nikki Batiste was in the courtroom.
One of the jurors who found Murdaugh guilty said comments made by Hill to, quote, watch Murdaugh's actions and watch him closely when he took the stand made it seem like he was guilty, which influenced her verdict. Another juror also said they heard comments Hill made about Murdaugh but were not influenced.
The Associated Press did a two-year investigation into prison labor and found many prisoners are working for pennies an hour to produce food you probably eat every day. Food like Frosted Flakes cereal, ballpark hot dogs, even Coca-Cola. They say many of the companies they found that were buying directly from prisons were violating their very own policies against the use of such labor. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A key committee of state lawmakers this week will take up a proposed $7.5 million matching grant as Wisconsin seeks to be a regional federal tech hub. Lisa Johnson heads the group leading the effort. She tells WISN-TV's Up Front that state approval is an important step.
So now the state's coming forward and saying, we do believe it, we agree, and we're willing to put money behind this.
The governor has to sign off on the matching funds by the end of next month. Vaping in Wisconsin is among the lowest in the United States, according to a new study. Research from Forbes Advisory ranks Wisconsin number 40 in the nation for e-cigarette use. Only 3.3% of Wisconsin adults tell the study they vape every day. The national average is 3.8%. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets spoiled the debut of Doc Rivers with a 113-107 win over Milwaukee. But the new head coach says it wasn't the Bucks' defense that failed, it was the offense.
I told our guys, anyone who told you you couldn't play defense, lie. You proved that tonight. I thought tonight was an offensive loss.
In college basketball, a new AP Top 25. Wisconsin moves up this week to number 6 after beating Michigan State. The Badgers face the Cornhuskers in Nebraska this Thursday. Marquette now ranked number 9. after a decisive victory over Seton Hall in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles are in Villanova, Pennsylvania to take on the Wildcats tonight, looking for their fifth win in a row. Baseball, the Brewers' new first baseman, Reese Hoskins, says he's looking forward to spring training next month, coming off a torn ACL last March.
I'll be stoked to get on the field, but just stoked to get down to Arizona and meet with this medical team and put a plan in place going forward.
That's the Brewers' Reese Hoskins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few sprinkles and flurries, even some freezing drizzle in the overnight. Cloudy skies in lower 30s with a northwest wind. On Tuesday, any of that wintry mix will be done early. We'll have a mostly cloudy sky, and in the afternoon, we'll climb to the upper 30s. It's 39 at our studios.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A big Monday, happier, happy hour. Dom, I'm ready to rebrand it. A real American Monday. Happier, happy hour.
All right. Welcome to Real American Monday. Why are we rebranding Real American Monday?
Because we, my friend, are the real Americans. And I'm going to contrast who are not the real Americans.
Okay.
I would say primarily mega Republicans. I think I started this conversation with you last week, Dom, but new examples. Republicans. Just throwing out the Constitution. Hell, let's ignore the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary, right? That's their newest act. So they're lawless. And I use a little analysis from Aaron Blake as a start point here, but you can always join us. 844-967-2789. Not just Crudy's ranting about why I am a real American and why CJ is not, but also why Republicans now think it's okay to basically selectively follow the laws and the rulings that they like. A lot of them like the overturning of Roe v. Wade. They liked that a hell of a lot, didn't they, Dom? They were all down with the Dobbs. But when
we all kind of follow the rules and laws that we decide to follow and don't follow the ones that we don't.
Well, unless
does that make me un-American?
Well, did you say a pledge to honor the Constitution as part of your job descriptor? Because I don't think you had to as part of the Devil's Advocates team. You should, but you did not have to. It wasn't a requirement, and you opted out. So, Aaron Blake, a little bit here, and then back to the phones, 844-967-2789. Always best when you join us on a big Monday. Republicans now say it might be okay to ignore the Supreme Court, Tom. A consequential development of the Trump era is what increasingly looks like the Republicans' acrimonious divorce from the rule of law. They don't like the rule of law so much.
Well, they used to like it. Now they don't.
They like to call themselves Americans and patriots, too, except when it comes to honoring and following the Constitution of our nation, Dan. But let me continue. The party that once prided itself as the law and order side has leaped headlong into highly speculative theories about the weaponization of the justice system spurred by the former president, Donald Trump. Both Trump and his former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, recently flouted civil defamation verdicts against them by continuing to defame their victims, cheered on by many on the right. Republican voters increasingly want a president who is willing to break both rules and laws to get things done. But some party members of the party have in recent days crossed a new threshold by suggesting that it's okay to disregard the Supreme Court. After the Supreme Court ruled last week that federal authorities can remove razor wire that Texas put on the U.S.-Mexico border, Rep. Chip Roy, he's one of your buddies, isn't he, Dom? Republican from Texas posted on the, you know, former Twitter that Texas should ignore it. A little side note, the wanker, as acknowledged in hour number one, the aforementioned wanker, governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker.
Former governor of Wisconsin.
He was hashtagging, I stand with Texas all weekend. Wanted everybody to know.
Governors apparently are down with standing with Texas.
A quote from Roy, it's like if someone's breaking into your house and the court says, oh, sorry, you can't defend yourself. What do you tell the court? You tell the court to go to hell. You defend yourself and then figure it out later. That was his quote from the Foxy News. By Friday, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, Republican Dom, had gone on CNN and indicated it would be okay to disregard the Supreme Court in certain circumstances. Here's his quote. We all agree that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, but here comes the but. And if the Supreme Court gets something wrong, for example, if they tried to ban and say that we didn't have a Second Amendment right to bear arms, I think the Constitution supersedes somebody in Washington, D.C. telling us, you know, Stint didn't seem to finish the thought and his office hasn't responded to a request for comment. But the thrust of what he is saying is pretty clear. Host Jake Tapper's question was about whether elected officials should just ignore rulings from the U.S. Supreme Court with which they disagree. Stitt's response was decidedly not no.
Not no. So, pretty Stitt's comments also came after he'd spent a day repeatedly floating a scenario in which members of the National Guard might disobey orders from their commander-in-chief, the President of the United States. Stitt repeatedly cited the difficult decisions those Guard members would face if President Biden tried to federalize them. Biden has the authority to do so, though such authority has rarely been invoked, and the White House has not signaled it's in the works. Stitt suggested they might be standing on principle by refusing Biden's orders. It's important to note that, despite the claims from some on the left, what Texas Governor Greg Abbott is doing right now doesn't violate what the Supreme Court ruled. The court overturned a ruling that said the federal government could not remove the razor wire, effectively allowing it to do so. Abbott has signaled he'll continue to have the National Guard lay the wire, and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, you know that guy, has rejected the Biden administration's request for full access to the area. Provocative? Yes. Interfering with federal authority? Quite possibly. But directly violating the Supreme Court's decision? No. Roy's and Sitt's comments, then, take this debate quite a bit further. In some ways, it's a logical extension of the emerging Republican argument about state sovereignty. Anticipating a federal versus state clash, Republicans have taken to arguing that Texas has the authority to defend itself from those crossing the border illegally. But you can also see how we're getting into dicey territory here. The Supreme Court is the institution we charge with interpreting our Constitution. We now have a sitting U.S. governor and a congressman suggesting it's okay to ignore what the court says if you have a different interpretation. Tapper noted to Stitt that Democratic governors could seemingly do the same in restricting gun rights beyond what the court has constitutional, says is constitutional, by arguing that it's just that important to protect their citizens. It's quite possible we'll never have a situation in which Texas officials or the National Guard actually have to decide between what they argue is their duty and what the Supreme Court says. But these kinds of comments certainly lay the rhetorical groundwork for a pretty unthinkable future clash, especially given they come from a party that has demonstrated increasingly little regard for the current application of the rule of law.
And that's
Aaron
why,
Blake writing at the Washington Post.
That's why they are not real Americans, Tom. We are the real Americans. they are not real Americans. If you are not down for the Constitution, the underlying basis of our republic, you're not down for the republic, I would assert. 844-967-2789. Real Americans go to the top of the list. The Supreme Court
has gotten things wrong, right? Like Plessy versus Ferguson. You know what I'm saying?
Do we defy the court? Do we defy the court? Or do we say that is the current ruling of the court and fight like hell to overturn? Look what the people that opposed Roe v. Wade did for 50 plus years, right? Till they got the right decision, the one they wanted. Hell, they
quote unquote right decision. Yeah.
Well, the one they wanted, right? From their point of view, they got the godly, the childlike, the child supporting decision they finally wanted after 50 years. They didn't give up that fight. Certainly they've been fighting that fight, Dom. And I don't think just because the court rules improperly, and I've seen lots of rulings that I thought were improper, but I didn't think the court should be ignored. That goes a bridge too far. If we get to the point where we're throwing out the rulings.
I get it. I hear what you're saying. And generally, I would say I agree with you, especially in these kinds of things. We're talking about, you know, racial segregation laws, for example.
But if what about we the weed
laws,
Bush feed-
What about the weed laws? How do you take this interpretation of how American we are and then say, yeah, but, you know, weed, I think we lean should be upon- legal. I'm going to ignore that law.
My white privilege, and I conscientiously object.
Okay. And I break that law. White privilege and conscientiously objecting then. Isn't that the same?
Well, I think, abortion's a little different than my right to smoke weed. I don't think they're equitable. I don't think that these are equitable things. So anyways, dude, I'm going to discount your analogy and throw it out and say it's not equitable
because you don't have a good answer for it because it's contradictory to what you're saying. Well,
certainly I've broken laws before, dude. I'll do it on the drive home tonight, I suspect. But that is different than saying the ruling of the court is invalid and I'm going to ignore it. As an elected official who swore to the Constitution to uphold that very document and the courts that are the arbiters thereof, that's a little different thing than Crudy might smoke some pot or speed on the way home. Now, take speed. Now, I'm not talking meth here. I'm talking about, you know, exceeding the speed limit, just for the record. You know, you got to be clear yeah. for some of the audience members because they're like,
right. Wait, what?
Can Crudy get me speed? 844-967-2789. A very patient Ross from Crawford County. Welcome, Ross. What do you got for us?
Hi, Ross.
Hey, guys. So it's Real American Monday.
It is. Welcome, Real American.
It is. I'm trying to wrap my head around that because one of the things is like, we're all Americans, and if one were to think about the American flag as sort of representing whatever we want it to represent, but it represents everybody, left and right. Some people may or may not overtly wave the flag or be overtly patriotic, but it does seem as if the right, you know, the ultra right or the right wing of our politics, they want to take that flag and shove it in our face. Act like they're the ones that own that flag. And yet, when I drive around, walk around, and look at stuff, they're the ones that desecrate that flag more than anybody.
I saw Trump on the stage humping a flag once.
That's Russ, desecration for sure.
I'm putting you on the real American list. Come back, more devils. You can join us. 844-967-2789. That's the Real American Hotline.
This is 93.5 The Tap, the Todd Alma Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point, and I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did, and you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The big and tall of political talk, the devil's advocates.
And thank you for listening to the Devil Advocates radio show. Make sure you take the devils with you. Download the Civic Media app. It's super cool, super easy. You can listen to all the shows and all the fine channels on the network. The Civic Media app. Find it in your app store.
John, when we were roommates in college, that was quite an exclusive partnership, just us and a few. And you had to be part of that club. And you had to like Snoop Dogg, man, because that and some Dre were going to play out on the stereo at night, Chronic, all night long.
That was one of the greatest of all time, the Chronic, when that dropped.
With the bass pushed up so the pictures would bounce off the walls, make sure the neighbor girls were up as well. Well, Dom, I take a little objection with the Snoop Dogg. Here is what I see is being reported at the Hill. Snoop Dogg now says he has nothing but love and respect for Trump. Nothing but love and respect. What is this man smoking, Dom? A little of the coverage. Rapper Snoop Dogg did a U-turn on his opinion, talking about a flippy floppy, about Donald Trump saying he has nothing but love and respect for the former president following years of staunch criticism. In an interview with the London Sunday Times over the weekend, the gin and juice rapper. Now, he did that one in the early 90s. He's had a few notable things in his career since the early 90s. I mean, he's got a movie out right now, right? Underdog, something like that. I saw the social media. One of my social media friends, you know, so I don't even know if I know this person in real life, but we're social media friends. But they gave like two thumbs up to the Underdogs for whatever that's worth. But Snoop Dogg said basically, you know, I got nothing but love for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, Snoop Dogg, said he ain't done nothing wrong to me. He has done only great things for me. He pardoned Michael Harris. Now, Knight, alongside Harris and Dr. Dre, co-founded the Death Row Records record label in the 1990s, which signed Snoop Dogg early in his career. Harris was convicted of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, but was pardoned by Trump in 2021 after serving 30 years of a 25-to-life sentence, according to the USA Today. Before leaving office, Trump pardoned Harris along with 69 others. I have nothing but love and respect for Donald Trump, Snoop added. The rapper's latest sentiments are in stark contrast to what was expressed in the past. Dom, how did Snoop Dogg describe Donald Trump in the past?
In a 2016 interview with Rolling Stone, hey, we're commenting on that today. Snoop Dogg said he had, quote, never seen an MF-er like Trump, asking, how could we have someone as reckless as him running our country? In 2018, Snoop Dogg also heavily criticized Trump and fellow rapper Kanye West, who is an open Trump supporter. Rapper is also known for his previous controversial stunts to condemn the former president, such as a shared EP cover on social media in 2017 shows him standing over Trump's dead body. In a 2018 visit to the White House, he smoked a blunt outside the building. Well, doesn't everybody. And one of these most controversial moves, Snoop Dogg is seen in a music video shooting a clown dressed as Trump with a toy gun.
Well, that goes along. I mean, well, when Kathy Griffin did that, it became a big deal.
Right. So Donald Trump, you know, pardoned his buddy. Now he's fine with Donald Trump. He did good by him. I mean, I guess that's all it takes. You know, I think there's a little something more to it than that. Whether or not Donald Trump pardons someone that you care about, for what, murder or attempted murder? There's other issues to you know that impact this country, Snoop. So, but I mean, aren't there a lot of folks out there like Snoop? Not like Snoop, but with Snoop's attitude that, hey, you know, Donald Trump, he's fine with me. I mean, half this country is down with that. Maybe less than half. slightly less.
Well, and there was also that substantial tax cut for the rich in 2017. That might have caught Snoop in a good place.
Right? Didn't he do the cooking show with, what was her
Martha
name?
Martha Stewart.
And she went to jail for, like, insider trading. I mean, Martha Stewart's done more jail time than Snoop Dogg.
I'm not clear that that is the case.
I mean, come on. She's the true gangster of that pair.
Maybe. But I still think cumulatively in his lifetime, and it looks like Nate's using the Googling machine. If you know the answer, man. Though.
I don't think Snoop's ever did any time. Well, I don't think he did anything.
You don't think Snoop ever did time? I think he's been to jail. Can you tell me?
You've been to jail for justice?
Can you politifact me on this in real time, Nate?
Snoop Dogg has been to jail many times for felony possession of drugs.
Oh, come on,
according
man.
To Google.
According to the Google, many times. And I'm many saying times. Cumulatively, he might have spent more time in jail than Martha Stewart did on her, 60 days at Club Fed for insider trading. I bet she got to keep her mattress, though.
Yeah, she cooked for everybody, so, you know, that goes a long way.
It would. If only you did the same for your friends. 844.
I don't cook.
967-2789. While I've got it in front of me, Dom, I want to point out something else I saw at the Hill today. Tammy Baldwin, senator from Wisconsin, unopposed yet in the Republican side. But Tammy Baldwin called out drug companies today, not in the same way, you know, Snoop Dogg might, different sort of drug companies. But Baldwin called on drug companies to stop gaming patents for asthma inhalers. Apparently, they're doing that. They're putting these inhalers on what is called the orange patent list. And that keeps other companies from putting out generic equivalents for 30 months. And apparently a lot of companies are doing so without the proper patents in place. They actually insert these things on the list. They're let's just say, running out the clock, Dom. Here is what's being reported. Senator Tammy Baldwin, our favorite, is demanding the four largest manufacturers of inhalers stop improperly listing patents in the Food and Drug Administration's database, a practice that can delay lower-cost generics from coming to market. In letters sent Monday to AstraZeneca, Boehringer, Ingelheim, GlaxoSmithKline, and Teva, Baldwin called on the companies to remove the improper listed patents from the FDA's Orange Book, the federal database where patent and exclusivity information for FDA-approved drugs is listed. Apparently, these drugs have already been found to have been improperly listed, but these four major manufacturers have refused or so far not actually taken action to remove the drugs from the Orange Book, as it's apparently called. As it's written here, Dom, last year, the Federal Trade Commission challenged 10 pharmaceutical companies, including the four listed in Baldwin's letter, for improperly or inaccurately listing more than 100 asthma inhaler patents in the Orange Book. Baldwin noted that the companies have not yet removed all the inaccurate or inappropriately listed patents from the Orange Book, despite the FTC warning. Here's a quote. While drug companies are required to list certain patents in the Orange Book, bad actors can exploit this process to inappropriately deter competition and generic drug development, leading to fewer treatment options and higher prices for consumers. You know who she teamed up with on this, Dom?
Who?
My boy Bernie Sanders.
Oh, nice. But what that article doesn't discuss is the profit and how the shareholders feel about, you know, getting a little extra money.
Well, Dom, the inhalers here sell for hundreds of dollars in the U.S., but for only a fraction of that same cost overseas. For example, AstraZeneca, $645 in the U.S., $49 in the UK.
Ooh.
What a deal. Come back.
What a deal.
Devil's Advocates.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Blinken says the U.S. will retaliate for the deadly drone strike in Jordan, which claimed the lives of three U.S. soldiers.
We will respond. And that response could be multi-leveled, come in stages, and be sustained over time.
The Senate's close to unveiling a bipartisan border bill. CBS's John Dickerson with what's in it.
The bill would require Homeland Security to reject migrants after average daily border crossings surpassed 5,000 over 7 days.
But the bill is likely dead on arrival in the House. Six people were found murdered in the Mojave Desert. San Bernardino County Sheriff Michael Werick says five suspects have now been arrested.
As far as the motives, we are confident that this appears to be a dispute over marijuana, which resulted in the murders.
They were found with gunshot wounds. Some were burned as well. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic presidential candidate Dean Phillips is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to allow him onto the state's presidential primary ballot in April. The state's Presidential Preference Selection Committee met earlier this month to decide who will appear on the ballot, naming President Joe Biden as the only Democratic nominee. Phillips says voters deserve a choice on naming the party's nominee. The state Supreme Court called for the committee and the State Elections Commission to respond to Phillips's complaint by Wednesday. Governor Evers toured Wisconsin Monday to talk up his task force on the healthcare workforce. It's an initiative he announced during his State of the State address. There were stops in Neenah, Wausau, and Fenimore, to name a few. The governor's office also says he'll talk about efforts to address the challenges facing Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few sprinkles and flurries, even some freezing drizzle in the overnight. Cloudy skies and lower 30s with a northwest wind. On Tuesday, any of that wintry mix will be done early. We'll have a mostly cloudy sky, and in the afternoon, we'll climb to the upper 30s. It's 39 at our studios.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Real American Monday edition, a happier happy hour. And I got to tell you, Snoop Dogg, I get that you don't have a problem with Donald Trump. You know, personally, he did a solid for a buddy of yours. But I got to tell you, I have a big problem with MAGA Republicans. And I think we as Americans, we, those of us that believe in this little constitutional experiment, want to continue living in a small d democracy, I think we have to take objection to the behaviors of the former, of Donald Trump, of those that would support him. And I was encouraged. Do you see the what the federal judge ruled in that one guy's case this week? I've got a little coverage from the Washington Post. A federal judge is fed up with those defending the January 6th rioters, Ruth Marcus, in opinion piece. Sentencing hearings are ordinarily about criminal defendants. What did they do? Have they demonstrated remorse? What factors in their background argue in favor of leniency or for the stiffest possible sentence? The scene in U.S. District Judge Royce Lambert's courtroom on Thursday was all that, but something more, and something even more important as well, because Lambert, a senior judge named to the bench by Ronald Reagan in 1987, was not merely sentencing the defendant before him, James Little, one of the many January 6 defendants whose cases had piled up before the judges in D.C. federal courthouse, but he was also pronouncing judgment on the politicians and the pundits who diminished the significance of January 6 and instead laud its perpetrators as heroes. Lambert, a native Texan and Army veteran, has never been shy about calling the powerful to account. When Native Americans accused the Interior Department of mismanaging trust funds and exasperated, Lambert held Bill Clinton's Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt in contempt, and he then proceeded to do the same with President George W. Bush's Interior Secretary Gail Norton. The Federal Appeals Court ultimately ordered Lambert removed from the case. A little too much judge for them, Dom. After Russian President Vladimir Putin balking at an order issued by Lambert to turn over stolen Jewish artifacts, said he didn't have to obey a cowboy judge. Lambert, who's been known to wear cowboy boots to legal events, described the epitaph as one of the highlights of my life. Thursday night ought to be another. At no small personal risk is an environment where judges and prosecutors have become targets of the vitriol and the violence. Lambert let loose on those who would whitewash January 6th. Little speech for the real Americans, Dom. The court is accustomed to defendants who refuse to accept that they did anything wrong. But in my 37 years on the bench, Lambert wrote, or said, I guess, I cannot recall a time when such meritless justifications of criminal activity have gone mainstream. I have been dismayed to see distortions and outright falsehoods seep into the public consciousness. I have been shocked to watch some public figures try to rewrite history. Ron Johnson! Claiming writers behaved in an orderly fashion like ordinary tourists, or martyrizing convicted January 6th defendants as political prisoners or even incredibly hostages. This is all preposterous, but the court fears that such destructive, misguided rhetoric could presage further danger to our country. Dom, Lambert didn't name names, but I like to hear on the show. But the targets of his ire could not be clearer, starting with the former President Donald Trump, who has promised to pardon at least some of those charged in the insurrection. Some people call them prisoners. I call them hostages, Trump said in Iowa this month, adding that those who breached the Capitol had acted patriotically and peacefully.
Crudy, some in his party, which once stood for law and order, have distanced themselves from Trump's repulsive remarks. Others have dutifully echoed them, most notably Rep. Elise Stefanik, with an undisguised eye on the GOP vice presidential nomination. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene described the jail's defendants as political prisoners. Conservative commentator Tucker Carlson, in a Fox News segment that cherry-picked video provided by former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, concluded these were not insurrectionists, they were sightseers. Lamberth dissented, and given the moment we are in, it's worth quoting his words at length. The court cannot condone the shameless attempts by Mr. Little or anyone else to misinterpret or misrepresent what happened. It cannot condone the notion that those who broke the law on January 6th did nothing wrong, or that those duly convicted with all the safeguards of the United States Constitution, including a right to trial by jury in felony cases, are political prisoners or hostages. So let me set the record straight. This was not a protest that got out of hand. It was a riot. In many respects, a coordinated riot. Protesters, quote unquote, would have simply shared their views at the election on the election, as did thousands that day who did not approach the Capitol. But those who breached and occupied the Capitol building and grounds halted the counting of the Electoral College votes required by the 12th Amendment. The rioters interfered with a necessary step in the constitutional process, disrupted the lawful transfer of power, and thus jeopardized the American constitutional order. Although the rioters failed in their ultimate goal, their actions nonetheless resulted in the deaths of multiple people, injury to over 140 members of law enforcement, and lasting trauma for our entire nation. This was not patriotism. It was the antithesis of patriotism. The antithesis of patriotism, indeed. Along with the police at the Capitol that day, the judges of the federal bench here have been unsung patriots in this sad chapter, with more than 1,200 people charged in relation to the insurrection, with more of those defendants demanding jury trials than is customary, and with law unsettled and evolving, the district judges, active, and those such as Lamberth on senior status have been pressed into service, working harder than they bargained for in an effort to do their sworn duty of administering justice. Lamberth didn't mention the workload, but you can get a sense of how galling it must be to have to hear this kind of nonsense. Quote, for Mr. Little to style himself a political prisoner and to accuse the court of infringing his rights is not only incorrect, it is offensive to the court, Lamberth said. The public should understand that such notions are preposterous, unquote. The public should, maybe Judges Lamberth prodding will help. Ruth Marcus writes at the Washington Post, wow, that judge lightened them up. I could not have said it better myself.
Nor I, Dom. As a real American, that's why I chose this article, this piece, this judge, because he's saying it for all of us. You know, we just want to see justice served on these, you know, but to pretend like this never happened or this was no big deal, or that those that supported this criminal conspiracy is the least worst I can call it, Dom. Well, they shouldn't be serving our nation. They shouldn't be in charge. Certainly Donald Trump should not be in charge again. For the love of God. If you believe in such a man. Yeah, but what about all those,
like Senator Ron Johnson from the great state of Wisconsin? Oh, they stayed inside the velvet ropes, or they were tourists. You know, they were orderly.
Well, of course, it's self-serving to describe them as such, Don.
It does not happen without those folks enabling this to continue.
Yes.
Ron Johnson is an enabler. All those Republicans who engaged in this, who act like this was no big deal, are enablers, and they're trying to overturn the history. We all saw it. We were live that day, man. Everyone can see it. The J6 committee did a fine job. Yeah, they showed us the worst parts. That's all you need to see. You know, there were fine parts until they were worst parts. It was peaceful until it wasn't. It was happy and inside the ropes until someone was getting bear sprayed. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. And those that cannot see what's in front of their own eyes and realize this is what's happening, and have these Republicans try to whitewash this history. Oh, no big deal. Let's get over their hostages. What a shame. What a scam. This judge is absolutely right. And we should never let these people near power again.
Well,
goes for you, Ron Johnson.
Especially if they were part of the criminal conspiracy, Dom. Because I can't litigate what happens between Ron Johnson's ears. But I can tell you his actions amount to a criminal conspiracy. That's pretty evident. Ron Johnson knew what he did was wrong. That's why he lied about it to Manu Raju, right? When he, oh, on a phone call. No, you're not. Well, it was seconds. It was minutes. Certainly it wasn't any long period of time. But what he was willing to do was clearly outside the norm. What Ron was doing was part of a criminal conspiracy. And what Ron said he was willing to do would have furthered that criminal conspiracy. So I can't tell you if Ron thought it was a coup or an insurrection, but he knew damn well he was breaking the law. He is a U.S. senator, and he also swore to uphold the Constitution, Dom, including the peaceful transfer of power. So I'm going to put Ron in the not real American column. And if you don't treat me with more loyalty, you might end up there as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't there like a right wing outfit that's like Real American News or something like that? I mean, are we you know, encroaching on someone's trademark?
Well, you know, if it's a right-wing trademark, I don't think it needs to be honored, Dom.
Well, I mean, you know, we don't have to honor things that we don't want, right? Well, those are optional. It's like, you know, Texas said the Supreme Court. It's an optional. It's a stop sign. It's got the white mark around the border. That means it's an optional stop sign.
Well, when I type in Real American, I get, of course, the fine Hulk Hogan theme song, Real American, that Nate played for you earlier. And great, great grab there, Nate. And
I take your vitamins, all you little hulksters out there.
I don't see any other clear claiming of it.
No. Maybe it's a Real American. Is it Real American? Real America's Voice News. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, yes,
we need more of that.
I think we should.
See, they're claiming real. See, how can we claim to be real Americans when the Trumpsters, the insurrectionists, the coup plotters, they're the ones that claim that they are the real Americans. How do we bridge this gap?
How do we bridge it? Well, they'll be in prison soon. So I'm not worried about bridging this gap. I'm worried about declaring the high moral ground. If there's any doubt who the real Americans are, let me tell you, it's us. Because if you're charged with an insurrection against the United States or any variation of trying to stop the peaceful transfer of power, if you're sitting there as a political hostage in a DC jail right now.
What if you're charged or convicted? Which one is it? Charged, never convicted, or charged and convicted?
Well,
because there are a couple folks that were not convicted. Very few. I think a couple, literally.
You mean a couple have gotten off by the generous ruling of primarily Trump-appointed justices or judges, as the case may be?
I think there are actually a few jury trials. Most of them are jury trials, my understanding is. The judge said there's more than normal, given the circumstances. But many of them pleaded out, man. Yep, that was me. We did it. I mean, how many of those that are sitting in jail right now, I think like 60, 70%, something along that kind of number, admitted to the crimes for which they were charged?
Well, they're the real snowflake Americans, Dom. You know, slight distinction. They're white and they melt under any pressure or heat whatsoever. Slightly different. But real Americans are those that believe in small d democracy and a constitution to be upheld, and believe those that cross those lines, at least in my opinion, I think the real Americans think those that would cross that line should be held accountable. And that's what justice looks like. And that's why we rant on this radio show each and every day. And I draw that distinction when necessary between Americans, the real Americans like us, and you can be a real American. Just believe in the Constitution. You don't have to vote for my guy. I don't even know who my guy is some days. I guess it's Biden, but not because I'm in the Biden fan club, not because I joined the Democratic Party. I am in the small d democracy.
You got a
party.
Biden flag, right? And you got the Biden tattoo on your calf, right?
I've been meaning to get that.
Yeah.
I still owe a Packer tattoo from when they won the Super Bowl against the Patriots. Like, I was supposed to get a tattoo. Like, oh, I'll get a tattoo if they win, man. You can owe me on the Detroit tattoo. You'll never.
I'm still waiting, man. Oh, come on.
You can't next even. Year's my year. Divisional champions tattoo? Oh, no, doesn't get that far. Playoff 1-1 game tattoo? More Devils.
Story of my life.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Pearl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on 93.5 The Tap and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up now. We got some callers. You can be next, 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Megan Dawn Show coming up next.
Let's get to the caller stem. I see Rico from Rock County has been waiting. Welcome back, Rico. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, guys. I'll tell you, it's hard being a real American. I got up right away this morning, got right into my YouTube looking for a live feed from the border, been watching all day. I'm happy to report, guys, not one immigrant. I haven't saw one immigrant. I did see a stray dog. The guy filming had to feed a stray dog. The trucker convoy, I haven't seen a truck either. There is a heavy National Guard and Border Patrol presence. The barbed wire seems to be about 300 to 400 yards away from the actual border. Bunch of National Guard and Border Patrol walking around. I haven't seen an immigrant all day, but I have been doing my duty and watching. The guy's got a camera. I've been watching. So I'll let when I see an immigrant, I'll let people know.
CJ, they're negotiating a big border deal, my understanding, and I've even heard they've arrived at a bipartisan deal, and they're trying to put it together in writing now, but the former president's trying to kill any border deal, and of course, Mike Johnson, MAGA Mike, is trying to do whatever he can to, you know, make the once and perhaps future king happy. But Rico, they don't actually want to solve any crisis at the border, do they? They just want to hammer Joe Biden with that.
Oh, no. O'Bannon had this figured out a long time ago. See, they killed the goose that laid the golden egg with the abortion and the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And they knew ahead of time they needed a new goose to lay their golden eggs. And that is immigration. See, Steve's got a plan. Don't worry. Steve's got this under control. He knows exactly what we, the real Americans, need to be worried about right now, right at the top of my mind. And, yeah, don't worry about it. He's got it all under control. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all smoke and mirrors, guys. They don't want to do anything about it because as soon as they do, they kill the goose that lays the golden eggs. That's their political strategy. And I suppose they're going to run with this golden egg for as long as it'll hold them. But that's all I got tonight for you guys. I'm sure you got some other real American patriots waiting to call in and talk to you. So Rico signing off.
See you, Rico. Thanks for listening. We got some real Americans in, and also CJ, 844-967-2789. But as pointed out, CJ, you're still banned, man. Wisco Paul, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, how you doing, Devils? Sorry about the Lions. I thought they had that game won, but oh.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. I was rooting for him anyway. Maybe that's why they lost. I don't know. But hey,
I blame you, Paulie.
And my wife, she started rooting for Detroit. She hasn't rooted for the Packers all season, Paulie, and she's rooting for Detroit. They're up 17, and it all came crashing down.
Yeah, I actually turned the game off at halftime and watched some HBO.
It was your fault.
And I turned it back on. I go, what happened here? Sometimes I wonder about your coach. I think you probably, well, that's all hindsight. Maybe you should have kicked a field goal. Maybe not. I don't know. But hey, I like to
could have said that about LaFleur, just for the record. But continue, Paulie.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of the Packer game against the 49ers also. I guess the 49ers just they're just good. Hey, I'd like to thank Rico for watching the border. I appreciate that. That's a job well done there, Rico. My quick one for you two today is if they do not pass this border bill, which is a bipartisan bill, imagine that. That doesn't happen very often. The Republicans own the border after that, right? It's after that, it's their baby then, because they didn't pass this bill. And my understanding, the bill wants to shut the border right down. So, and also the way things are right now, that is law also. So it takes a new law or a new agreement to make the border deal different. Am I correct there, guys?
Well, Paulie, it's a moving target. They're busy talking about the Republican House members getting ready to impeach Mayorkas. They're apparently going forward with their impeachment plan against the guy that was actually part of the negotiations of the border deal over on the Senate side. That's how much they oppose this deal, Paul. So I think they do own the border from here forward. Lou from Cudahy. I know you'd like to be a real American, Lou. Come join us.
I am, hey, sweetie. Wink, it's so good to talk to you. You know, 6.1 million, that's the last figure I heard, have come across the border illegally. And Biden is letting in fentanyl, cocaine, all the terrorists.
Nobody's letting those things in, Lou. They were coming in under Trump. They'll come in after Bush.
They're coming in, and Biden refuses to stop it. So it's a way of subverting the country.
That's not true, Lou. And let me pause you for a moment right there. There's reports all the time about how many, you know, this big, you know, shipment of fentanyl or cocaine. I mean, they're constantly getting drugs at the border, Lou. I mean, apparently America has a big, you know, appetite for drugs, Lou. What do you think about that?
12,000 to 15,000 a day, and he needs to be prosecuted.
Who does? Mayorkas? Biden? Who are you going to send to jail for immigration, Lou? Because these are policy decisions.
He's the president. He's in charge. He's letting it happen. There's chaos at the border. And, you know,
do you support
the borders, you don't have a country.
Let me ask you, Lou, the former president's advocating for crossing that border into Mexico and doing extradition or perhaps rendition of cartel people.
Shut the border down right now.
Yes, I do think that we should have a bipartisan deal to shut the border down. Lou, I do.
Shut the border.
I think.
Well, they want. They
your
want
guy to, should get out of the way and let the deal happen.
Group of people come in.
Lou, I'm going to put you aside for today. Here's what you need to do to be a real American: tell Trump to shut his yap and let a bipartisan border deal, and we can all celebrate the closure of the border, or at least a more effective closure of the border. Republicans, Democrats. The House, the Senate, the President.
Hey, closure? Come on, man. How many trucks go back and forth between the border? Must trade. Mexico's our number one trading partner. People go down there all the time. And what about all the arms that we're shipping as Americans, you know, illegally to Mexico? I mean, you're not going to close the border, man.
Well, close the immigration flow at the border, at least stem it significantly. I think we could agree on that. Hell, even Joe Biden will sign it, Lou. If your guy gets the hell out of the way and, you know, becomes a real American like the rest of us here. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Real American Maggie Dawn is next. And then it's Monday night, the Paul Revere Show. No, not. So I guess it's Busted Pencils.
Busted Pencils. There you go.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on 93.5 The Tap and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News.